It's International Women's Day today, and I cannot think of a better way to celebrate women on this planet than releasing a new episode of The Joyful Flamingo. Today is all about us. If you want the good feels, the confidence you need to strut through your day-to-day vibing high, you're in the right spot. Keep listening to help me celebrate the females on this planet. Well, hey there, friend, and welcome to the Joyful Flamingo podcast. I'm your host, Emily Schreiber, and I am obsessed with empowering women to tune into themselves, to zoom in on their own well-being, so in turn they can lead their most vibrant, aligned, and joyful lives. I want to create a tsunami of self-discovered, self-loved, and self-understood women to show up in this world unapologetically and joyfully, and to pass the torch on for generations to come. If any of that feels aligned with your vibe, stick around. I'm so glad you're here. Now, let's go find our joy. Hey, 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 Joyful Flamingo flock, and happy International Women's Day to you. How amazing is it that this lands on a Wednesday this year? I mean, of all of the days of the week, it lands on a Wednesday, on a Joyful Flamingo drop day. It's meant to be. We are meant to celebrate and party together today. So I'm so glad that you're here. I actually have a really fond first memory of International Women's Day, and it was back from when I was in high school. Because if you don't know, this day actually began over 100 years ago, and I'm gonna get to that in a second. In high school, I remember being invited by my school principal to go to an event. It was like a ladies' brunch or something like that. And initially with the invite, I remember thinking, a ladies' brunch. When I went, I remember sitting there listening to all of these incredible women speak. And I remember thinking to myself, probably as a 16-year-old, wow, this is amazing. And I remember it really starting to shape my love for all things women, for women's well-being. So that is your sign that even if you're raising teenagers and they don't seem to be interested in much these days, really, really, really celebrate International Women's Day with them, especially if they are a female. Initially, 100 years ago, it all started with the aim to achieve equality for all people all over the world, regardless of their gender. And that movement really started in the early 1900s when the oppression and the inequality for women were spurring us to become more vocal. So in 1908, I'm going to give you some history here. In 1908, there were actually 15,000 women who marched in New York City. And they were demanding things like shorter hours, better pay, voting rights. And then in 1909, that was kind of the first ever National Women's Day. That was observed in the US. It wasn't an international thing yet. It was just in the US. And then there was kind of this conference of women leaders in, I think it was in, now I'm forgetting and I should have written it down, but it was somewhere in Europe. And there were a whole bunch of women that came into one space. And there was one woman in particular by the name of Clara Zetkin. She was of German descent. And she brought forth this idea of an International Women's Day. So she proposed that every year in every country, there should be a celebration on the same day. So a Women's Day to press for their demands. In 1911, that was the first ever International Women's Day that took place. And it took place in Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland that year. So that was 1911. And get this, friends, it wasn't actually until almost 65 years later. So it wasn't until the mid-1970s that International Women's Day was recognized by the United Nations. 20 years later after that, in the mid-1990s, the UN announced their first annual theme. So if you don't know much about International Women's Day, there's always a theme. This is part of like the current day international celebrations. Some of the first early themes in the early 1990s for International Women's Day were things like celebrating the past and planning for the future. That was one. I think that was the first one, actually. And then there was another theme, women at the peace table. And then women and human rights, world free of violence against women, and so on and so forth each year. Every year on International Women's Day, there is a theme that's attached to that specific year. And this year's theme is inspire inclusion. So that's a hashtag, baby. If you're going to hashtag anything on social media today, hashtag that. Inspire inclusion. And the International Women's Day website states that when we inspire others to understand and value women's inclusion, we forge a better world. And when women themselves are inspired to be included, there's a sense of belonging, of relevance, and empowerment. The hope is that we can inspire inclusion through actions in specific areas. And one of them is forging women's economic empowerment. This is so good. I feel like this should be an entire episode, women and money. Women making money, women making big money. So that's one of the areas that we can inspire inclusion, forging women's economic empowerment. A second area would be recruiting, retaining, and developing female talent, whether that's in sport, in art, in business, whatever it is, recruiting, retaining, and developing female talent. A third area for action would be supporting women and girls into leadership, decision-making, business, and STEM. A fourth would be designing and building infrastructures that actually meet the needs of women and girls. Wouldn't that be something nice, hey? Another one would be helping women and girls make informed decisions about their health. Hello, the Joyful Flamingo podcast. That's what we're all about here. And then another area, and the last one that I'm going to mention, although there's lots of other key areas that they kind of laid out on their website, is providing women and girls with access to quality education and training, right? And some of you may be thinking, aren't we past this? Aren't we like fully 50-50? We're showing up in the workforce. We're gaining our university degrees. We're doing all the things. It's not the case still. So International Women's Day is basically a global day to celebrate, yes, our collective efforts as women, but it also serves as a reminder that there's still a lot of work to be done in achieving gender equality. The past 3 years through the pandemic really had a disproportionate impact on women. And I was reading up a little bit about it on Amnesty International's website. So according to Amnesty International, women are actually experiencing now even higher levels of domestic violence and sexual assault over the past 3 years. Job insecurity for women has worsened, as has access to sexual and reproductive health services. That has all gotten worse in the past 3 years through the pandemic. And even girls' enrollment in schools reduced dramatically in many places over the past 3 years. International Women's Day is really a day devoted to bringing these issues to the forefront of society's mind so that we can forge forward and bring about more change. Thankfully, there are so many things that we as women can do to continue forging forward and creating a better world for our children. And not only women, but anybody who is supporting this movement and supporting International Women's Day. Like, if you're looking for a place to start, what I'm going to do is post a link for you in the show notes that give you some ideas of some things that you can do today. I'm going to put that in the show notes because what I really want to focus on today, right now, for the next, you know, I don't know how long it's going to be, maybe 10 more minutes, is celebrating women. There are so many interesting, fascinating, really cool things. Did you know the two highest IQs ever recorded through standardized testing both belong to women? Did you know that? I mean, of course, I'm just joking. That's a pretty cool thing that the two highest IQs ever recorded, they both belong to women. Second fact, in almost every country in the world, the life expectancy for women is actually higher than men. And I think a lot of people know this. Scientists aren't entirely sure why this is the case, but they believe it might have something to do with the presence of estrogen in the body because estrogen actually helps to improve immune function. And women also have a higher percentage of body fat compared to men. And while this may sound sometimes like a disadvantage, like you're like, why can I eat that and you eat the exact same thing? Where's it going on you? So while it may sound like a disadvantage, it's not. That extra body fat actually helps protect against certain conditions and it allows us to live longer. So on average, women live something like 2 to 5 years longer than men. That's a fact which holds true in almost every country in the world. It isn't limited to humans. This was so cool when I found this out. female orangutans and chimpanzees also outlive their male counterparts. I found that so cool when I looked that up. Okay, another cool fact. Women see 20% more color than men. And this was really funny when I read this. And I read this while my husband was away on business, but I had to text him about it because Hot Hubs actually is colorblind. So I for sure see more color than he does. Like he's away on business and he's still texting me like, does this match? Like what color is this? Isn't that neat that we see 20% more color than men? I would love to spend a day. Well, I would love to spend a day like looking through Hot Hub's his eyes because he actually is colorblind. But even for the average everyday man who is not colorblind, if they see 20% less color, like what does it look like for them? I found that so interesting. And get this, I mean, this is not going to shock anybody, but women tend to speak about 20,000 words a day, while men tend, now these are averages, to speak about 7,000 words a day. Woo! 13,000 extra words every day, friends. That one made me laugh, especially for somebody who, you know, loves to talk. Can you tell? So 20,000 words a day versus 7,000 words a day. Oh, crazy. No wonder there's miscommunication. Okay, what else do I have for you? Over 80% of women wear the wrong bra size. This does not shock me at all. I think I wore the wrong bra size for probably 20 years. I didn't actually ever get measured for my proper bra size until I was like, well, actually, it was post breastfeeding for my two little nuggets because I remember thinking like, what bra am I supposed to wear? So I actually went in and got measured. And then when they gave me my measurements, I was like, oh no, that's not what I've been wearing. And they're like, well, that's what you should be wearing. And then the world of difference. I just have to say, I've never found a bra that I love so much as I love my NYX bras. So if you're not on the NYX train yet, you gotta get on the NYX train. If you are looking for undergarments that are perfect for you, you gotta go check out NYX. Anyways, female owned. That's a little plug for them there. NYX, K-N-I-X, go check them out. Okay, so 80% of women wear the wrong bra size. Does not surprise me. Here's another fact. Women are more rational than men because of a thicker cerebral cortex than men. More rational. Okay. A lot of the things that I was finding were things that were funny or interesting or hurrah to women for me. But then I found this one and I really wanted to share it. Women account for 70% of the population living in absolute poverty. That means they're living on less than a dollar a day. 70%. That was eye-opening for me to read. Another thing, women have a higher pain threshold. I mean, yeah. As a woman who has birthed two large babies naturally, I'm just going to leave that statistic right there. And then if we look at our brains, although male brains are actually 9% larger than female brains in actual size, both of them have the same amount of brain cells. So the brain cells in women just merely pack together more densely. And because of the high production of estrogen during puberty, girls' brains generally mature about 2 years earlier than boys, which we all kind of knew. This is my favorite fact. And this is the last one that I'm going to talk about in terms of facts. A woman's clitoris. Bet you didn't expect that. A woman's clitoris grows throughout her lifetime. This means that many women in their 40s and 50s have stronger orgasms than they did during their teens and their 20s. Hey, I'm standing up and clapping for that. I'm gonna repeat it. I just think it's so fun. A woman's clit grows throughout her lifetime. It means that many women in their 40s and 50s have stronger orgasms than they did in their 20s. Oh, I love that. I mean, some of those things we kind of already knew, right? Like I felt like I knew them, even if they weren't confirmed. A lot of those facts I felt like I knew, but some of them I really had no idea. I mean, that whole clit thing makes sense. It's isn't the only part of the human body that doesn't grow throughout your life? It's like part of your ear or something, like an inner ossicle or something, but everything else grows. So naturally that makes sense, but who knew? Who would have ever thought to look that one up? Women are amazing. Their bodies are amazing. Their minds are incredible. And although I shared some really cool facts with you for Women's Day, International Women's Day, I really also want to share with you today some of the most phenomenal women who have accomplished firsts in the world. History is so fascinating to me, but it's also crazy to me to think that women only got the right to vote in Canada in like 1920. That's mind-blowing, thinking that for some of these women that I'm about to mention who were doing incredible things, like becoming the first woman physician or winning Nobel Peace Prizes for discovering radium, but like, nah, you can't vote. You can do all those things, but you're not gonna vote. Like, that's insane. Okay, let's listen to some of these female trailblazers. In 1867, I'm gonna kind of go in chronological order here. Dr. Emily Stowe was the first Canadian woman physician to practice in Canada, 1867. So yeah, heal us all, but don't vote. Marie Curie was the first woman to receive two Nobel Prizes. So she won one in 1903 and again in 1911. Charlotte Cooper was the first woman to win an Olympic gold medal. That was in 1900. She was a tennis player. Pretty cool. Amelia Earhart was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean in 1928. Then we've got Claudette Colvin. You might not have heard of her because I know Rosa Parks is basically the woman that we think of when we think of giving up her seat on the bus. But Claudette Colvin was actually the first Black woman to refuse to give up her seat on a bus. And that was in 1955. Katharine Graham was the first woman to be a Fortune 500 CEO. That was in 1972, and it was with the Washington Post. Then we've got our Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was in 1987. In 1993, Kim Campbell was the first woman Prime Minister of Canada. And now I could go on and on and on and on, but I'm going to skip forward a bit in time now to 2021 when Kamala Harris became the first woman and first woman of color as Vice President of the United States. And then this is kind of like a unconventional one to mention, but I think it's really topical right now, so I'm going to talk about it. Greta Gerwig. She made history when Barbie, the movie Barbie, achieved the biggest debut ever for a film directed by a woman. $162 million in North American ticket sales. This is just a small toe dip into the amazing women that have walked the planet and shown up for the female kind in big ways. I haven't even mentioned people like Malala Yousafzai, Mother Teresa, Anne Frank, Maya Angelou, Jane Austen, Michelle Obama, Princess Di, Harriet Tubman, Eleanor Roosevelt, Frida Kahlo, Oprah Winfrey, Jane Goodall, Ellen DeGeneres, oh my lady, I love her so much, Rosa Parks, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Margaret Thatcher, like so many more, so many amazing women. But do you know what's really interesting? When I pulled my Instagram a few weeks ago about your favorite women figures of all time, guess what was the most commented response from all of you? It was someone within your family. It was either your mom or your grandma or your daughter. That spoke to me. We don't need to have crossed paths with Princess Di or shaken hands with Kamala Harris or even seen Greta Gerwig's Barbie movie. I still haven't seen it. We don't need to do those things to know that women are fierce. We can see it every day in those around us, in our blood, in our lineage, in our communities, in our homes. I love the theme for this year's International Women's Day. It's inspiring inclusion. And I feel like it's the perfect representation of what our flock has become to so many of us these past few months here at the Joyful Flamingo. Truthfully, sometimes all we need to be able to show up as badass women in this world, it's just a flock of other beautiful flamingos who've got your back and who are pushing you to lean into your greatness. So if no one's told you today, let me be the one to say, I'm proud of you. I think you're flipping amazing. I think you're doing great things. And if you're raising the next generation of women, keep on pushing through. It's hard work, but it's important work, and it's going to be worth every single tiny little bit of hard that we experience. I promise you. So celebrate yourself today. Celebrate your accomplishments. Celebrate who you are as a woman. Tell the other women in your life what they mean to you, how they've influenced you, how they inspire you, how they help instill greatness in you. Love on your daughters today. Build them up. Share stories with them of others who have walked before them. Encourage them to do great things, to keep advocating for our rights, for equality, for ourselves. I'm so darn grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you for being the change. Thank you for changing our own little slice of the world on this International Women's Day, just by being part of the Joyful Flamingo flock. It's doing great things. So thank you for being here. Happy International Women's Day to you. I love you. Until next time. Just a reminder, Flamingo Flock, that I am not a medical or psychological professional. Each one of my episodes has been inspired by my own experience and journey through life and is brought to you through my own opinions and lens. Any suggestions or advice offered here do not substitute proper conversations with your own healthcare professionals for either your physical or mental well-being.